bring Shane Campson to the plate, the leadoff hitter for the Lakers. Shane grounds to the first base coach. Colin Spooner knocks it down. Twins now leading 9-4. We're headed to the bottom of the ninth inning. Twins looking for number 6 in a row.
Get your wild card tickets.
There you go. Get your wild card tickets. Actually, maybe your Central Division champ.
There you go.
Kansas Why not?
City, kind of a spin right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
Cleveland's losing here and there.
Cleveland did win tonight, so we didn't pick up anything on the Indians. 0-2 the count to Shane Campson. One out. Nobody on. Pitch low for a ball. And 1-2. One ball, two strikes. As Ben Schrader's pitch just missing outside in the count 2-2.
Ooh. I don't know if Jason would have said too much if he got rung up on that one.
Or
right?
Shane.
Shane, I mean.
Yeah. It was close. Campson, ground ball, deep in the hole at second. Schrader covers first. As Stangler chased that ball, too, and 4-1 on the putout.
Boy, did you see that take that goofy hop off that grass?
It did.
It just took a sharp left turn right at our vantage point.
Well, Ron Ohmscheid has to show us that he is catching some fish. So,
sorry, Ron. I believe you.
Okay, so there's actually some fish there. All right. Thank you, Ron. Catching some fish, listening to Region Baseball in South Dakota, though. That's what's cool. Matt Quaid at the plate. Matt so far tonight, 2-for-2, takes the first pitch from Ben Schrader, a ball, 1-0. Two outs, nobody on for the Lakers in the fifth, the 2-2 ball game. Pitch is high for a ball, and now 2-0 to Quaid. We will get pick the attendance. That'll be coming up here shortly, too. As Quaid drives this one to left field. Taylor Holthaus fading back by the fence and makes the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Lakers here in the fifth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We play 5. Lake Henry 2, St. Martin 2. More Region Baseball coming up in a minute here on KASN.
At Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, we know that you want to be covered by somebody who understands what's important to you. That's why we protect and value the trusted relationships we build with our customers above all else. Because when trust is earned, trust endures. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein and their staff of local Grinnell Mutual Insurance agents in Painesville. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow's property of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Need to buy or sell a home? Hit a home run by contacting Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With 7 office locations and 26 successful real estate agents who specialize in getting you where you need to go. Contact us for a free market analysis and for a list of active homes in your area today. Be a good sport and visit mattimdick.com or centralmnrealty.com.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Top of the sixth inning coming up. We got a pitching change for the Lakers. Jason Campson, Don?
Jason Campson will come in from second base and take over the duties on the mound in the sixth inning here. Sam Hupfer is going to slide over to second base in Jason's spot. Matt Quaid will come in from left field, take over the duties at shortstop. Weston Brinkman will go play left field right now.
So all of the changes are internal. Nobody coming off the bench for the Lake Henry Lakers. And Campson will get to face the bottom part of the St. Martin lineup, Josh Stangler, Chaz Hennon, and Austin Arsenault, the scheduled hitters.
I lost my bell.
That means you're a loser. I already picked my attendance for tonight.
Tough one.
Well, Don, I would think there's at least 250 here, huh?
I would say at least.
Yeah. Stangler takes the ball from Jason Campson. 1-0. There's a strike called, and 1-1.
Can you give me a hit, Randy? No.
Pitches high for a ball and 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. Here's Stengler, ground ball to short. Quade down on it. Matthew across the diamond, 6-3 in the putout. So one out in the sixth. And Chaz Hinnon to the plate. Chaz so far tonight, 0-2. As Jason Campson kicks, delivers high for a ball, 1-0. The count. There's a strike at the belt to Hinnon, and the count 1-1. Now, Don, you were laughing between innings because you work with Jason, and did he tell you at work that he's going to throw one to the backstop in practice?
Well, we were kind of giving him crap a little bit. He said that would probably be a relief pitcher tonight. I said, well, if I could get Dan up here to play the wild thing.
2 balls, 1 strike to Hinnon. Here's a strike again at the belt, and 2-2.
We couldn't talk him into the dark frame glasses with the skull head on it, though.
So. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Campson delivers. Hinnon fouls this one right over the backstop here. And the count stays 2-2.
Jason finished school, I believe, at St. Cloud State. Now he's done with school. And
Hinnon behind on that pitch as he swings and misses strike 3.
Talking with him the other day, we were together and asked him what his plans were. Well, he said he's not in no big hurry about anything, but he's into sports management. We'd like to get in a sports management field where, like, managing a complex like the MAC or something like that. And I said, gosh, so that'd be pretty interesting.
It would be. Austin Arsenal off that plate. Austin 0-2 so far tonight. First pitch to Austin, low for a ball, 1-0. He'll take inside, and now 2-0 to Austin. On deck gets Kyle Leeser. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Our game tied 2-2. There's a strike call to Austin Arsenal, and 2-1. Arsenal will follow it back, and out of play, the count 2-2.
Jason not messing around on the mound here tonight. Hits the ball and gets back to work.
Like the Ohmscheids want to wish their happy birthday to Cora Ohmscheid. She's 5 years old. 5 years old. As Austin Arsenal out on strikes, and that'll do it for the Martins here in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 5.5 innings. Lake Henry 2, St. Martin 2. More region baseball coming up in a minute on KAFM.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment. Massey Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
Stony Creek Dairy is a 5-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these 5 generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products using unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-bodied flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Bottom of the sixth inning, 2-2, Lake Henry and St. Martin. Other scores tonight, Sauk Rapids leading 7-4 tonight after 5 innings in their regional game. Looks like Sartell Muskies up on St. Joe 4-0. That's looks like through 7, David Dominski with a no-hitter through 7 innings tonight for the Sartell Muskies, the former Minnesota Twins Major League prospect. And up at the plate, Josh Campson.
How'd you like the Lakers face somebody like that, Randy?
I have no desire anymore.
You don't?
No. First pitch to Josh, 1-0. There's a strike in 1-1. Did you always look at that as a challenge to get up and hit against a guy who could really throw hard?
Yeah, if I wasn't scared.
Yeah, see, there's take out the scared factor.
Yeah, really did. You know, I hit against some pretty tough pitching in my life already, and one stands out bigger than anybody is Tom Arnold from Cold Spring Gaspringers. I never in my life seen a curveball like that.
Sure.
He's a left-hander, and he could hit 90, I think. And he could bring it, and his ball really tailed. I never seen a curveball like that. I also batted against a former football player as Bell.
Rick
Bell,
yep.
And Jeff Neitzling was catching. It was an all-star game, and Rick Bell threw the first fastball. Popped out of Jeff Neitzing's glove. That's how hard that thing come. And I looked at Jeff and I go, I don't know what I got myself into here.
Two balls, two strikes to Josh Campson.
Yes. Ben Schrader kicks and delivers.
And this one is fouled to the backstop. Count stays 2-2. Of course, Mark Schleiper could throw hard from the Farming Flames.
Yes, he could.
He could really bring it back in the day. One of the harder throwers, and Tommy Niehaus could throw hard.
Tommy
could bring it. A swing and a miss by Campson. He's out on strikes. Of course, this league, Lynn Hemish was a pretty darn good pitcher. Pitcher could throw hard.
Paul Sand threw hard.
Paul really threw hard. Yeah,
he had some flamethrowers in that new Munich team.
As up at the plate, Jason Campson, the first pitch mounting in the dirt, and 1-0. Of course, on New Munich, they had some other ball players that could really throw hard. When you look at the Nathy boys back in the day.
Absolutely. Buddy Osnarf.
Yeah, they had.
Meyer Grove had some guys that could throw
Kevin
hard.
Ottman from Greenwald could bring it.
Yes.
Pitch to Jason Campson, a little bit low, and the count 2-0.
The Colzer, too, didn't they? Randy Colzer, I think his name was. That was scary fast. That was coming.
There was a strike called and 2-1.
Yeah, they had some hard throwers.
Two balls, one strike. Campson batting with one out, no one on for Lake Henry. A 2-2 game here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Three balls, one strike to Jason as Schrader delivers, and this one is fouled back and out of play. And the count full at 3-2.
Smells like sauerkraut.
Or onions. Yeah, one or the other.
Remember that, where was that at, where we had that German burger with the sauerkraut done? Are we getting to that this year?
We might be close to it as it's fouled by Campson down the third baseline. The count 3-2. Three balls, two strikes.
We got to watch out. We're getting a little older now. Our stomachs aren't quite like they used to be anymore.
That's right. Ben Schrader ready again. The pitch to Campson. And Jason will pop this one up down the right field line.
That's up
got
the
a
air.
Lot of air to it as being chased by Schlungen and Overman. And it falls foul by probably 4 or 5 feet.
I seen Stangler taking an angle towards the light pole. I thought, well, is the wind picking up?
Yeah.
Is it? Was behind him by about 20 feet the time he circled the wagons and got back there. Well, that was hard. He was running straight back with his back to it. You know, he had to find it again.
Flag pretty still right now, actually.
Nothing.
So the 3-2 again to Jason Campson. Low ball 4, and that was very, very close.
You notice how they put the sign up over the scoreboard now, Farming Flames, Schleiper Brothers Field, how that illuminates now.
That is pretty cool.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
When the sun's shining, you don't see it as well, but now when it's dark like this for the night games, it's really sharp.
It really sticks out. We're going to get a pinch runner for Jason Campson, Don.
Colin Spooner will pinch run for Jason. They'll give Jason a little break here with his being on the mound right now.
For the pitcher, Ben Schrader, his first walk tonight. He has hit a batter, but
that's pretty good.
First walk has given up just the 3 hits. And at the plate, Aaron Sabalko on the first pitch to Aaron. A strike called 0-1. Aaron is 0-2 tonight against Schrader.
You're kind of having a tough regional here right now. He's 1-11.
There's a strike called to Aaron, and now 0-2. The ball, it's 2 strikes.
Aaron's first year with the Lakers. Formerly played with the Pirates of Painesville. The curveball, and Sadalko swings and misses. He's out on strikes. Ben Schrader, another strikeout.
Schrader looks five, tough right now.
Five strikeouts through the first five and two-thirds.
Must be starting to get better.
Bring up Grant Ludwig. Grant 0 for 2 tonight. And the pitch to Ludwig. There's that breaking ball from Schrader. And
oh, 0-1 ball.
The ball is one strike. Randy Schoenberg releasing the attendance total to Mary Heinen as they analyze the picks here.
Randy has no fingernails left. He's
he's worried. And looks like Don Heinen's going to owe me a candy bar.
Really?
There's a strike in, 1-1.
I think he made a mistake.
Wow, I came pretty darn close. I think I was only 13 off. Yeah. 390 the paid attendance tonight. Here, why don't you take some more Gatorade and have a drink of Gatorade? Two balls, one strike, Ludwig, ground ball to short. Leaser will flip to second, and that will do it for the Lakers in the sixth. 6-3 or 6-4 on the put out. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. Six in the books. Lake Henry 2 and St. Martin 2. More Region 15 seed baseball action coming up in a minute.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Kutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozer and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They're available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area. Serving Central Minnesota customers for years, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC is always ready to address your new or remodeling projects. Being an authorized pro partner Rheem dealer, Gilt Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is confident with what Rheem delivers in the form of heat pumps, air conditioners, and furnaces. Visit Gilt Plumbing and Heating in Richmond to learn more about Rheem products or phone 597-3200.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Randy is on with you. We're making our way to the top of the seventh inning here at Farming tonight.
Schoenberg was, that's kind of a fake hug, wasn't it, Randy?
I think he was sincere.
You think he was?
He felt sorry for you.
Yeah. Kind of gave me a hug. He said, that's all right.
And then he laughed. Twins winning tonight 9-4 over the Detroit Tigers. Twins had 16 hits again. They have been hitting the ball.
Going gangbusters here. So Randy wins a candy bar tonight with 390 in attendance tonight.
Good crowd.
Last year, I believe it was the same night, it was 478.
Here's Leaser, ground ball in the hole into left field. Kyle gets his second hit of the night. Two hits, two walks for Leaser. Been on base all four times.
I think it's getting right down to this sacrifice bunt situation here with Michael Schlungen up. See if he can lay down a sacrifice.
Or the way, I mean, now with the right-handed pitcher, I mean, the way Kyle has been getting leads tonight, Don. And he takes that big lead at first, Wirtz holds him, and Michael Schlungen tries to put down the bunt, and it's bunted foul, 0-1.
See Michael moving around in the batter's box there for a sacrifice. That's not gonna work real well.
Got to get yourself squared off. Let the ball come to you.
Yes, exactly.
Don't go after it. From the stretch, Campson's pitching again. Schlungen chases it, and that time he misses it altogether. And the count 0-2 to Michael Schlungen. We'll see if Carl Leaser puts it on again, Don. Or if maybe we see a straight steal by Kyle Leaser. Now, the
The Martins have lost three base runners tonight, two on steals and one on a double play pop-up.
Yep.
Hampson will step off the pitching rubber, wants brother Shane to go over those signs again. Leaser is lead at first. He goes. Here's the pitch. It's high. Hampson's throw to second. In time, and Kyle Leaser is thrown out.
Nice.
A rocket by Shane Campson to second.
Boy, he had a jump, didn't he?
He had a huge jump. Campson took that pitch, though, Don. It was up in the strike zone, so that was an advantage for him there.
Perfect.
That he didn't have to chase it low and away or something. And
high pitch on the inside part of the plate and was on his glove hand, so he had a momentum going his way, Shane did.
Caught stealing two, four on the foot out.
Huge.
One out. And Michael Schlungen takes ball two outside. The count 2-2 to Michael. Michael will foul this one back and out of play. The count stays 2-2. So Jason Campson beginning his second inning of work in relief tonight of Weston Brinkman. On deck, Taylor Holthouse pitches low and in the dirt. Count now full, 3-2.
It's kind of been like Henry's M.O. the last couple weeks here. Brinkman going 6-7 and Jason finishing it up.
So the count full to Michael Schlungen, 3-2. He was down in the count 0-2. Here's a ground ball pass. Or actually, Ludwig knocks it down at third. Strong throw to first. Works with a backhanded scoop out of the dirt. And they make that one work. 5-3 on the putout.
Nice play on both ends.
That was thrown so hard by Ludwig, Don. If that gets by Ryan Wirtz, that rolls down the line.
Look where Shane Campson was. He was down there back in that play.
He was down there, though, yep. Two outs.
Well, there was no way else for Ryan to do anything different. He either had a backhand and he couldn't get out there to block it or anything. So.
Here's Taylor Holthouse tied 2-2 in the top of the seventh inning. Holthouse takes high for a ball 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Breaking ball from Jason Campson. There's a strike call, 1-1. Again, 390 in attendance tonight. I picked 377, and Don picked 325, was it?
335.
Oh, 335. I'm sorry.
All right. Okay. Quit tooting your horn now. You got your candy bar.
Well, people want to know out there, I mean,
yeah, okay,
how much you got beat by. So. LeVon just about fell off her rocker. 2-2 to count.
I'm going to call LeVon next time. Just have her give me a pick from home.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Maybe you need to seek outside advice.
Yeah.
Holthouse taps this one, foul down the right field line, 2-2 yet.
But we were even after last weekend.
We were.
Yes.
You won Friday, I won twice Saturday, and you won Sunday.
Yes.
Two outs, two strikes.
I usually get the hard ones right.
It's just a little bit low to Jason Campson and now to Taylor Holthouse in the count full 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, no one on. Campson kicks, delivers. That's low, ball four, and another walk for Lake Henry pitching. Seventh walk by the Lakers pitching tonight. And it'll give Brian Schlungen the opportunity to swing the bat. T2 our score. Campson works from the stretch and Schlungen rips it in the left field. That's a solid base hit for Brian, his second hit of the night. Way he swings a solid bat.
He does. Nice level cut. Stings the ball hard.
That'll bring Scott Schlungen to the plate with runners at first and second. Now, the Martins early on, Don, left quite a few base runners on.
Yes, they did.
Last couple innings, it hasn't been as many.
Left three on in the third. They left bases loaded there. That was crucial for the Martins at that point. You get a base here, there, they open up that game with that 2-0 lead they had at that time.
Hampson's pitch to Scott Schlungen, a little bit high, ball one.
quite the ump, but just about ready to call that and see him come
it
up.
It was close, yeah. Yep. Has slung and drives it to right center field. Coming in a bit, Josh Campson. He'll make the catch for the out. That will do it for the Martins here in the seventh. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. 6.5 innings, St. Martin 2, Lake Henry 2. More Region 15 seed baseball action coming up in 1 minute.
It's time to get the best for less with Husqvarna at New Adventures Golf Cars and Sports in Richmond. Hurry in for the end-of-season clearance sale on select Husqvarna products. Husqvarna has been the choice of professionals and homeowners for more than 325 years and is always ready to perform with products like tractors, mowers, chainsaws, trimmers, and snow throwers. New Adventures Golf Cars and Sports in Richmond, your local Husqvarna dealer. Visit us today.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to the El Rosa Saints and all area teams.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Randy and Don with you tonight here on AM 1150. We're on 107.7 FM on 105.5 HD2. You can pick us up on our stream at mychasm.com, or on our maybe TuneIn Radio. We have that app on your smartphone or your iPad, TuneIn Radio. And tonight, too, I invite you to follow me on Twitter, at Chasm Randy, at Chasm Randy on Twitter tonight if you want to. Or you can text me at 320-248-1602. Let us know where you're listening tonight. We found them in South Dakota, in Painesville tonight, in Albany tonight. Lots of tweets from around the country. Yes. Oklahoma City, I think. Ben was out in Oklahoma City tonight, so... Ryan Wirtz will lead off the seventh for the Lakers, and the first pitch from Ben Schrader to Ryan Wirtz is low for ball 1-0. This is the deepest Ben has gone so far here, Don.
I think so, yeah.
Quite some time. As Wirtz dribbles this one past the third baseman, Scott Schlungen in the hole. Kyle Leeser picks it up, throws to first, 6-3 on the putout.
Scoop over there by Stangler again at first base. He's had a little bit of work over there tonight, hasn't he?
He has, yes. So Wirtz out, here comes Adam Miller to the plate. Adam, 0 for 2 on the evening. And the pitch to Miller is a ball, 1-0.
A lot of blue in this ball game tonight. Uniforms of Lake Henry, blue tops, solid blue tops. White pants with a pinstripe, and St. Martin pretty much blue with all white.
Miller, a one-hop shot to Schlungen at second. Michael will pick it up. Throw to first, 4-3 on the putout. And Weston Brinkman, now the left fielder, heads to the plate.
Left fielder, Weston Brinkman.
Weston, 0 for 1 tonight, was hit by a pitch. Back in the third inning, he takes a strike called, 0-1. Pitch a little bit low to Weston, and now one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count. It's a little bit low to Weston, and now two balls, one strike. Again tomorrow, baseball at 11 o'clock in the morning, Regal and Meyer Grove, and then about 1:30, it'll be Richmond and El Rosa from New Munich. Pitches outside in the count 3-1.
There'll be some interesting games, aren't they, Randy?
I believe they will be. Yeah. Here we're in the bottom of the seventh inning from the Schlaper Brothers Field. The 3-1 to Weston Brinkman, low ball 4, and a two-out walk
issue to him, Ben Schrader. And for Ben, just his second walk of the night. And he's given up only the three hits so far. Those three hits, two of them coming in the third inning and one back in the first. So Ben hasn't given up a hit, Don, since the third inning.
He has not.
Top of the order, Shane Kampson. Shane so far tonight, 0 for 3, scored a run. He reached on a fielder's choice and then scored that one run.
Must have been some magic stuff he was rubbing on his arm before the game, huh?
Yeah. You had mentioned that he was doing that. There's a strike called, and 0-2 now to Shane. A lot of ball players, it might be the Ben Gay that they put on or some kind of gel that keeps that arm warm.
Yes. See, he wears a pullover in between innings, too. And
0-2 to Kampson. Shane will follow this one back. That's going to bounce to right near the press box out of play, and the count stays 0-2. Well, it's two strikes. Got a lot of followers tonight on Twitter, Don. I've all of a sudden developed new followers. I got 19 followers now already.
Wow.
Yeah. Not quite as many as President Trump, but you never know. give me a good campaign here, a 9-month campaign. And
yours might be a lot friendlier, though.
That's true. That is true. 0-2 the count to Kampson. Brinkman the runner at first, and Kampson swings and misses. He's out on strikes. That'll do it for the Lakers in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left gone. 7 in our books. 2-2 our score. Lake Henry and St. Martin. We're back in a minute on KASM.
Scooters Trucking in El Rosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Lenars a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooters Trucking in El Rosa. Scooters Trucking would like to wish the very best to all the area teams and the El Rosa Saints. For the best eating in New Munich, it's Shady's Bar and Grill. Stop in this weekend and check out their new updated menu with lots of new selections to choose from. Mark your calendars for the pork chop and sweet corn dinner served with baked potatoes, coleslaw, and dinner rolls Wednesday, August 16th, serving from 5 till 8. Wishing all the teams the best from Shady's Bar and Grill in New Munich.
And now, from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, you're listening to your dependable neighbor, AM 1150, KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2, KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany on FM 107.7 day and night.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, KASM.
Top of the eighth inning coming up. Jason Kampson begins his third inning of work for the Lake Henry Lakers. He'll face middle part of the order for the St. Martin Martins, Jared Overman, Josh Stengler, and Chaz Hennon, the scheduled hitters. Against Jason Kampson, the first pitch to Jared Overman, a ball high, 1-0. Jared, so far tonight, 1-for-3. He had a solo home run back in the second inning. It's his low from Kampson and the count 2-0. Looks like the Funk family, Art and Mary Kay, they're listening in from Grove Lake tonight. Tony Rademacher is grounded, so Jimmy Toole is filling in. they say, oh, okay. 2 balls and 2 strikes now to Jared Overman. We'll have more on this story tomorrow when we get to New Munich. Back to the game, Don. 2 balls, 2 strikes as Overman takes low in the count, falls 3-2.
What Tony did.
3 balls, 2 strikes. Overman fouls it at the plate, and the count stays full at 3-2. Good stuff. Thanks for sharing your stories with us tonight. There's some good feedback of all the baseball fans out there listening tonight. And some human interest stories, too. Overman lines it up the middle, a base hit for Jared. He's now 2-for-4 tonight.
Good hitter, isn't he, Dick Jared Overman?
Yep.
Took a high fastball, just creamed it up the middle. They like that high pitch. They do, younger guys.
They do.
Josh Stangler, he's put together pretty well here, too. He could put him in a, put a head up, put the Martin's ahead in the heartbeat here.
Stangler puts down a bunt down the third baseline, fielded by Ludwig, and the throw to first, 5-3 in the putout. But, John, did you see where Josh bunted that bunt?
Yes, it was up by his head. That was more of a defensive bunt than it was anything.
It was, and he got it down Ferriette, and the sacrifice worked. He got Overman over to second base. Yeah, it was up by his head.
It was the most effective sacrifice bunt we've seen tonight, wasn't it?
It was. So Overman gets the job done, 5-3 on the putout, one out. Here comes Chaz Hennen to the plate. Chaz so far tonight, 0-for-3. Jason Campson pitching top of the eighth inning. The Martins have had, in the eight innings tonight, 6 out of the 8 innings they've had their leadoff man on.
Oh. So they're doing that. They're getting the job done. Can't get them in, huh?
Chaz takes a strike in 0-1 and now swings and misses and 0-2.
Good curveball by Jason.
The ball, 2 strikes. Campson ready again on the mound. His pitch, strike 3 called, and Hennen gets caught looking.
My Jason, he gets in the rhythm here with that curveball, and he throws it on the outside corner. He caught Chaz looking there, and Chaz didn't think it was a strike. It looked pretty good from up here into this hit. But the same pitch as the one before.
That'll bring Austin Arsenal, the number 9 hitter, to the plate with the base runner Overman at second. And Arsenal, a check swing, and that ball goes right into the St. Martin dugout, the first base dugout, and 0-1. All these games have gone final tonight. The Sartell Muskies beat St. Joe 5-0. Both of these teams qualified for the state tournament, so Sartell and St. Joe in the state tournament. Boudreaux, they beat Hibbing 6-2 tonight. In 2B, Boudreaux over Hibbing 6-2, and Sauk Rapids beat Marshall 10-4 tonight, 10-4. Arsenal follows another one off, 0-2 to Austin. Jason Campson ready, his pitch high for a ball in 1-2. Not heard anything from the Watkins-Kimball game, which is going on in Granite Falls tonight. 1-2. It's to Arsenal, a little bit low, and 2-2 now. 2-2.
2-2, 2 outs, 2-2 game here.
Curveball, strike 3. Campson, wow. Arsenal at the plate, and that's going to do it for the Martins in the eighth. They waste the leadoff single, no runs, 1 hit, no errors, 1 left on. We played 7.5, St. Martin 2, Lake Henry 2. More Region 15C baseball in a minute here on KAFM.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked for 2018. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald. Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop it and check the lot of equipment. Massey Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop it and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Well, already 5 minutes after 10 o'clock. We're going to the bottom of the eighth inning. 2-2 ball game, Don Heinen.
kind of what you would want out of two teams that haven't lost so far in regional play and fighting for that hopefully top spot.
You've got, I'll tell you what, Ben Schrader's been pitching a whale of a game here. He said he hasn't given up a hit since the third inning. See how he fares here in the eighth inning. It's the longest stint I think Ben's been out there this year yet.
Matthew Quaid is 2-for-3 against Ben Schrader tonight, and Matthew takes the first pitch for a ball inside, 1-0. Matthew's been swinging a pretty hot bat of late, and it's Quaid, Josh Campson, and Jason Campson. A tough part of this Lake Henry lineup. Here's the pitch, and a strike call to Quaid, 1-1.
Oh, he brought something on that one, didn't he?
A little pop in the mitt, yes, that's it. One ball, one strike. Ben Schrader's pitch, breaking ball, just missing inside, and the count at 2-1. And Brian Schlangen turns around now and has a word with the home plate umpire.
I think Brian threw that ball back quicker than what Ben threw it to the plate, didn't he?
Agreed, yep.
Wow, that was a nice pitch.
Two balls, one strike. Fair ball, there's a strike call in 2-2. Same spot. but Ben, you can tell how he's spotting his pitches. He went right back there, didn't he?
Betcha.
Two balls, two strikes to count to Quaid. He leads off the bottom of the eighth inning. 2-2 our score. Here's another breaking ball. Strike three called, and Quaid gets caught looking. So one out in the eighth inning. It'll bring Josh Campson to the plate. Josh is 1-for-3 tonight. He had the last hit off of Ben Schrader back in the third inning. And pitched a little bit low, ball one. Kind of wonder if Brian's getting his arm loose. Who needs the bullpen? Brian's starting to throw hard.
Yeah.
1-0 the count. Schrader takes a windup and delivers, and the count now 2-0. Is the pitch finishing a little low?
Well, your arm's got to be back in pretty good shape to be throwing as many curveballs as Ben's been throwing.
Two balls, no strikes. Here's Campson, hard ground ball to short. Kyle Leeser up with it. He'll throw it across the diamond, and a 6-3 put out of the speedy Josh Campson. That'll bring Jason Campson to the plate.
Jason having a pretty good regional so far. He has about 4-for-8 first couple games.
Didn't he have 4 hits in one game?
Yes. He went 0-for in the last game.
Right.
And had 4 hits previous game.
First pitch to Jason. Jason is the ball, 1-0.
Was there a player of the game, wasn't he?
He was, yeah. It's low and 2-0 to Jason. Got a nice text message from Nathan Terrace. They put the field to bed in New Munich tonight from up in the press box. Looks pretty cool, that picture, as a New Munich field being put to bed. They did some work on it, I'm sure.
Wow.
Yeah, nice picture. Thanks for that sharing. There's a strike call to Jason and the count, 2-1. Sorry you can't see it on the radio. Here's Campson, a swing and a miss. Strike two, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. No one on for the Lakers here in the bottom of the eighth. Curveball just missing a little bit low. And the count full, 3-2. On deck, it's Aaron Sadalko.
Sure like to just drive around and look at ballparks now, don't you? As far as they've come now in the years and years, and we're in different towns, and a lot of different towns, you see such nice-looking ballparks all over the place.
There's strike three called on the curveball, and Campson is rung up on strikes by the home plate umpire, and that will do it for the Lakers here in the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We have played eight. We're deadlocked. 2-2, St. Martin and Lake Henry. We're back in a minute on KAFN.
Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products using unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-bodied flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Kutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozer and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They're available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
All right, Donald Heinen, we've hung around long enough. 2-2, top of the ninth inning. St. Martin has the top of the order up in Kyle Leaser.
Kyle Leaser is swinging a hot bat for the Martins right now. Been raising havoc on the bases, as he has.
2-for-2 tonight for Kyle. 2 walks. Been on base all 4 times. First pitch of ball to Leaser, 1-0. Hampson will miss down and away, and the count 2-0 now to Leaser.
That's one thing for Jason you don't want to do. You make him earn his base here in the ninth inning.
There's a strike called, and 2-1.
Jason's bringing it pretty well to his fastball.
He is going on it.